Homily 56, Independence Day, the 4th of July. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, seeking a homeland. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. I began a 4th of July homily one year with the words, "God damn America, God bless America." America was the first nation founded as the embodiment of an idea, the self-evident truth that all human beings are created equal and endowed by God with an inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In a world that had always connected nationhood and citizenship to blood, soil, and ethnicity. Incredible. However, American history is replete with violations of its own Declaration of Independence, slavery, the near genocide of the Native American population, racism to this day, the deep divide between the haves and the have-nots, and so on, have deeply scarred the American psyche. Irish need not apply. Right here in Boston, the lesser-known exploitation of Chinese immigrants who built so much of this country and then were kicked out. When quite young, I saw the Ku Klux Klan burning a cross on a far-off hill in my hometown in northeast Connecticut. A burning aimed not at African Americans, as there were few in the area, but at Catholics. America's lowest point may have been the horrific firebombing of Japanese cities, and then, of course, the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The dark side of the American soul. On the other side, consider the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Now, Americans and America can be proud that it has often lived up to its promises to be a beacon of hope in the land of opportunity and plenty. However, you all know the shrill disputes now over immigration policy are still part and parcel of the national fabric. Notice, most countries celebrate their Independence Day with military parades and other shows of force. We celebrate with barbecues, small-town parades, fireworks, the Boston Pops, tall ships in the harbor. Terrific. Obama's first inauguration profoundly moved me. Our first president, with African roots, the crowds, a stirring example of true diversity and respect for the other. I lived in divided Berlin, Germany, for over 6 months, and was blessed with the experience of spending time behind the Iron Curtain, Russia, Soviet bloc countries. I saw firsthand the darkness and oppression. I love supermarkets. I cannot help thinking of the empty East Bloc stores whenever I am in an American supermarket. America saved Western Europe. And a Pax Americana has endured for over 50 years. Japan, Germany, South Korea are prosperous, democratic, thanks to the United States of America. Shipping on the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, and we take this for granted, are duty-free. Why? Thanks to the United States. Former President Bush was called a Nazi by a Boston College Jesuit, only to be chided by our mainland Chinese Jesuit, who said that in China, the insulting Jesuit would be hauled off to a re-education camp. God bless America. Jesus must be understood as a first century Palestinian Jew who clearly loved his country, his people, and he knew both the good and evil that filled their history. He wept for his people who did not know that only he and his Father give true peace and freedom. Jesus' person, mission, preaching, focus, not on universal love, as one often hears, but on the kingdom of God that was breaking in because Jesus was present. Israel's history, our history, had reached its climactic moment. Israel's dream, our dream, was coming true right then and there. Now, Jesus did not say, I can't overemphasize this, Jesus did not say, my kingdom is not of this world, but my kingdom is not from this world, and has everything to do with this world. Jesus died and rose from the dead so that a nation and all nations, this world, will die and rise as the kingdom of God, the new heavens and the new earth. Thy kingdom come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. God bless America.